Hi, this is Eric Schlein. You're listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, episode 69. It's amazing how far we have come. And big thank you and shout out to the wonderful listeners out there who support this show. You guys have been absolutely amazing, and the feedback is fantastic. Today's episode is interesting. I had an investor on named Braxton Gann. And he does a lot of obscure kinds of securities. The two that we went into in this episode, at least in his world, would be more mainstream. It was two different shipping companies. We didn't talk much about this in the show, but I thought it was worth saying just to provide a little context. So Braxton came across the shipping sector. He had realized there was going to be disruption. There's a thing called IMO 2020. We go into it a little bit in the episode. But essentially his thesis, there would be disruption in the shipping industry from IMO 2020. And that's literally the only reason that he chose to look at product tankers over the other subsectors in the shipping industry. So I think that provides a little context. And the other thing, too, is that there's also potential for inefficient older vessels without scrubbers or the fuel-efficient eco-design improvements included on newer boats to slow steam, which reduces effective supply. So there's these larger economic factors, essentially, that Braxton had come to the conclusion that the shipping industry could be interesting to look at over the next, over the next year or two, and the valuations, at least on the surface, look cheap. So that just provides a little context for today's episode, and hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, where modern portfolio theory can suck it. A student of the School of Graham and Doddsville and a clergy member of the Church of Warren Buffett, here's your host, Eric Schlein.
Hi, this is Eric Schlein. You're listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast. And today we have on Braxton Gann. He's an individual investor from Alabama. Braxton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you on. So you wanted to talk about two different shipping companies today. But before we get into that, I'm just wondering, how did you, find these companies? Are you specifically looking in the shipping industry? Do you have an interest in the shipping industry? Like, where did the shipping stuff come from?
Well, I didn't really set out to invest in shipping companies, but then one day I heard the CEO of Scorpio Tankers say that he expected between $25 and $30 in earnings per share for the next year, and the stock price was trading at about $25 at the time.
Okay, so that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
So that had you start looking at Scorpio Tankers and then led you to looking at other companies in the industry? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and Scorpio Tankers had a great investors presentation in March, I think. They outlined the dynamics of the industry.
So tell us a little bit about that, what your insights are on the dynamics of the shipping industry today.
Well, shipping, it's a very supply-demand-based industry, and it's a terrible industry because supply exceeds demand about 90% of the time. But when demand exceeds supply, then things can get very interesting. Like in the early 2000s, when shipping... when tankers moved from single hull to double hull tankers, initially they ordered a bunch of double hull tankers at crushed rates, but when the single hull tankers finally started getting scrapped, then a lot of the companies were 10, 20, 30, or 50 baggers.
Yeah, interesting. So tell us, since we're on the topic of Scorpio Tankers, tell us a little bit about that business and your views.
Well, Scorpio Tankers is a product tanker company. all of their ships are product tankers, and they carry refined products like gasoline, diesel, things like that. Scorpio is one of the only companies that has pledged to install scrubbers on all of their vessels. And scrubbers will allow Scorpio tankers to burn the lower cost, high sulfur fuel.
And just explain to the listeners what a scrubber is.
Yeah. IMO 2020, which was promulgated a few years ago, will require shipping companies to burn 0.5% sulfur fuel or less unless they install scrubbers. And currently, almost all shipping companies use high sulfur fuel oil. So when everyone goes to buy high sulfur fuel all of a sudden in late 2019, then prices could go up two or three times by the end of next year. It'll come back down, but in the meantime, it's going to be very expensive for the older vessels.
And valuation-wise on Scorpio, what do you look at right now?
It was cheap.
Right, because when you emailed me about it, and I know it's been a few weeks since we've been able to get something together, but the price has gone up quite a bit since we first spoke.
Yeah, it has $35 or $38 of NAV, depending on which analyst you listen to. But and the price is $30, so it does trade at a discount to NAV.
And what does the balance sheet look like on this company?
Terrible. They have a debt-to-equity ratio of like 165%.
So let's say they're not around in a few years. I mean, is that a possibility?
I don't really think so. They have...
Braxton, that's the fear, right? It seems like, shipping is obviously very cyclical, the industry. And if a company is trading below net asset value and has a heavy debt load, starts losing a lot of money, there's been massive bankruptcies in the past with shipping. And then you may not realize that net asset value or a lot of that goes to the debt holders, right? So, that's the fear always with companies that are trading below NAV in the shipping industry. Am I wrong?
No, that's right. Definitely it.
So why do you think the market's wrong?
Scorpio has, at their last time they reported results, they had about $330 million in cash, the unrestricted cash, which would allow them to fund all of their planned CapEx through late February of next year, probably March, now that a month has gone by, and survive even assuming no revenues, which is a pretty draconian assumption.
Right. Interesting. So is this a company you would hold on for a while, or would you sell it at a certain price? How do you look at that?
It's hard to tell a specific price. I wouldn't want to hold on to it for a very long time, because sooner or later it's going to lose a lot of money when everyone orders new ships.
Right.
But in the meantime, I can make a lot of money. I would probably look at when shipbuilders the order book for new ships starts going up, and I don't know. Probably I would sell it a few months after that.
Right, where essentially the market's now expecting it to be rosy for the future.
Sorry?
Right, where you essentially would sell it when where demand picks up, the market starts pricing it like it's going to be great forever, essentially.
Right. When the market starts pricing it when it's going to be great forever, I'll sell.
Right. Yeah. Because we know that's not how the shipping industry works.
It's a weird industry. Shipping industry is a bizarre industry, don't you think?
Yeah, because management, I don't think they know. I think they think
I've had this conversation with other colleagues of mine before. How could they not know, right? I mean, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to understand how cyclical this industry is. So what's the deal? What do you think the deal is?
I think it has to do with their salary and how their salary is based on their revenues. So they don't really care about how the shareholders do.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? There was I forget the guy's name, who was the CEO of Dryships. I don't know if he stole it.
George Economy.
Yeah, that guy's nuts.
Yeah. He issued shares at crazy discounts to NAV, and then he used it to give to himself, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in this industry. So it takes some guts to take a position in these companies. Is there any other thoughts you have about Scorpio before we get to the next one?
It has a lot of leverage. So
you were saying that earlier, right? So
yeah, so depending on where rates go, it could earn anywhere from $10 to $40 a share and next year, and it, depending on how many ships are built, it could earn a very significant amount the year after that too. It could make money for 1 or 2 years would be the normal assumption. However, a lot of the ships that were built in the last super cycle are getting to be 15 or 20 years old, and they'll need to be scrapped at some point.
Right. No, that makes sense. All right, interesting. And then the other company is Diamond S Shipping Inc. Right?
Yes.
The ticker was DSSI on that. And then. Now where is this company based? Do you know?
Sorry, I don't know.
No, it's okay. So anyway, tell me about the company.
It's a spinoff, which is really interesting. I only started looking at it a couple of weeks ago, when Scorpio Tankers started going up, because for one reason or another, it trades at over a 40% discount to NAV, which is in the $19 region, and the stock's trading at $11.
And this was spun off from which company?
I don't know that either.
Okay.
I'm just looking at it.
Interesting. And is the thesis just that it's at a discount to NAV, or...?
Yeah, it's mostly, it's in the same industry. It's product tankers mostly, though they have a few crude tankers. And they should benefit from the same things that Scorpio Tankers will benefit from.
Okay.
But there's a very significant valuation difference between them, and I think that might close at some point.
Okay. Yeah, I think these are... I think when it comes to the shipping industry, sometimes the thesis is quite simple. There was a company I invested in, what year was it? Maybe 2006 or something like that, where I invested in a shipping company. But it seems like the thesis is often, you know, huge discount to NAV, you know, doom and gloom, wait for them to be profitable and sell. It seems like that's the shipping playbook in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All right. And then any other thoughts or insights on Diamond S Shipping? Are they pretty highly levered as well?
Well, they have a lot of leverage, but a lot less than Scorpio. I think they have about 100% debt to NAV. So high leverage, but it's not quite as high as it looks, because 20% of their 20% of their boats are on a time charters, so that doesn't bounce around.
Yep. Okay. And what about Scorpio? How are they set up? Is it totally
complete? It's completely spot.
It's completely spot. Okay. All right. Interesting. And then any other thing you want to say about either one of those companies? It's pretty simple.
If they traded at the same valuation to NAV, then I would definitely love Scorpio because it has a much stronger cash position. It is installing scrubbers, and Diamond Desk Shipping seems to be in denial about IMO 2020. And Scorpio's vessels are younger. They're all eco vessels, so they have a large cost advantage. And a concern is that Diamond S Shipping, their boats might be some of the ones getting scrapped.
Braxton, so that's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Is there anything else you want to say before we get going?
No, I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Just don't hold on too long.
All right, and we will leave it at that. All right, Braxton, it was a pleasure having you on, and you're welcome on in anytime if you ever want to discuss any ideas in the future.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Braxton. Have a great day. Yeah, likewise. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast with Eric Schlein. If you'd like to connect with Eric for questions, comments, feedback, ideas, or to inquire about being on the show, please contact Eric at intelligentinvesting@gmail.com. So, in the words of Charlie Munger, I have nothing to add.